Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Talk about Adidas and Ye. We spoke about this a couple weeks ago, and now more information has come out. So it appears that Adidas and Ye have reached an agreement for the remaining to sell the remaining inventory that they have of the Yeezy brand, which is $500 million worth of product in Yeezys. Is this a win for Kanye, or will Adidas ultimately be manipulated for this favor?
What do you think? Because we were talking about this yesterday, and you made a great point. It's like, what if they stretch this out for a 3-year period and say, hey, we haven't sold the $500 million worth of inventory, or if they discount it while he's under this contract?
Yeah, because the thing about corporate is that you and this is why people do like internal audits.
Yeah.
Because you don't really know like forensic auditing on your books and different things of that nature, because you can make up things, right?
Absolutely.
And if somebody say, okay, like, we're going to pay you for, you know, a million downloads on your podcast. And then like they're the only ones that see your downloads.
They have the data.
How do you know if you're getting 100 downloads or if you're getting 10 million downloads? Yeah. They're giving you reports that say, okay, you have 1.5 million downloads this month. I don't know if that's real or not. I don't know. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, if you're saying, okay, we got $500 million worth of product, which is the equivalent to 400,000 items, right? I don't know you have 400,000 items.
Who's keeping track of that?
Well, where is it at? Is the warehouse in China? Is the warehouse in Wisconsin? Is the warehouse in the Philippines?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. You sell. What if you sell out in 1 month? Right. And then it's like, well, we only sold 50,000.
Yeah.
We got more. And you're just making more to sell it. Because it's like, this is going well. Yeah. So let's just keep going, doing this for another 2 years. So I think it's going to be interesting. I think it is... Kanye, I don't think, really loses in this situation. I do think that he should still do something independent if he can.
Absolutely.
If he can get his head together and really like focus on that. But I feel like he doesn't really get hurt by this. Adidas, they're going to have to do some explaining because they took a strong stance on him and separating him and saying that they don't condone hate speech. And they have people that they got to answer to.
Yeah.
They got people that are going to be questioning, well, you just reversed this. Now you're going back. Like, so how do you explain working with somebody 2 months later after you just say that you can't work with them? This is why I say it's only business. It's only business. There is no morals when it comes to this.
True.
And that's why I hate when people try to put moral. It's not about morals. It's about if you can make money or if you can't make money. And Kanye started to hurt the business
too much
when he was talking too much. Because it wasn't a moral thing. Because if it was the moral thing, then you would have cut him when he said a thing about black people, slavery.
Yeah.
So that's not the reason why you did it. You did it because some of the things that he said started to hurt your bottom line. You should have just said that.
Yeah.
Because now you look like it's a crazy reverse when it hasn't even been 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
It's been like 3 months.
Yeah.
Like 3 months ago, you said, this is over. We can't do it.
I mean,
then you lose $2 billion and you're saying, okay.
This is hurting.
Let's think about this.
Yeah, you start looking at forward projections and you're saying to yourself, wait, we lost $2 billion, but like we still had him part of our calendar fiscal year. For half the year.
Yep.
What is it going to look like when we don't have them for an entire fiscal
$9 billion
right?
in 2 or 3 years?
And so I think from Kanye's standpoint, it's interesting because he has so much leverage.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have to do it, but from a monetary standpoint, it makes sense if he needs the money to do it.
Yeah.
Because it's the first time we had this conversation earlier. It was like for so long, especially in our community and hip-hop culture, we couldn't quantify the impact. It's tough to quantify it, right? Like we'll tell you like, hey, yeah, we're this much of the consumer, but the people are buying it because they're seeing us wear it. And so that, you got to take that into account. And when you look at the bottom line, it's like, yeah, whatever. But like Kanye was the first time you were like, all right, you can see the cultural impact and the financial impact come together. And then when the financial impact was taken away, look at the bottom line of your company.
Yeah. And I think it was,
and look at the bottom line for the rest of the people in your company.
That's
since that moment.
That's true. While in a recession, while inflation is there, spending is tighter. I think the Adidas executive made a huge mistake that a lot of big corporations make. They don't talk to the audience, and don't know what the audience really wants. So, like when you took Yeezy away from it, the shoes were really worth like $30. Like no one wanted to wear them. It was like wearing like Payless Nikes with the big swoosh on the side, right? Like,
oh, without the Yeezy.
Yeah. Without him being attached to it. So when you have that kind of mistake and don't have an athlete in place or any succession plan, that's a huge mistake. I thought they probably thought they can push him away and capitalize on the inventory, and it backfired. And the same way when we saw going back to Apple when they put Steve Jobs out and Scully ran Apple, and it was like, well, if we have a few good ideas, the business will run well. But sometimes you have a person that's so important,
too important
to the brand ethos that you can't detach them away.
But also, it goes down to, it's like Michael Jordan leaving Nike.
Yeah.
Right? Like, at a certain point, it's danger when one person has so much influence over a company. That's not a good business model.
Well, it depends on how you structure the deal.
No matter what. No matter how you structure the deal. Because God forbid, somebody can die. Somebody can get sick. You never want to have, like, there's nobody that, even CEO included, disappears from Google and it's over. Disappears from Apple and it's over. Like, Steve Jobs died and Apple's still running, right? It's like, that's a dangerous business model when you have a star player approach to things.
Mm-hmm. Even worse is having no star.
Not necessarily, because it's a slow grind, right? Like, I would rather take the no star approach and slow grind it out as long as I'm profitable, as long as I'm making money. Because here's what happens with star players. You learn this from sports and you learn this from music. Record labels and sports are very similar. When a player goes through the ranks, right, they're extremely humble and they're willing to learn.
Yeah.
And they're a team player. At some point, they start to excel more than everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And they go from being a team player and being a role player to being a star player.
Mm-hmm.
When you become a star player, you're treated as a star player.
Mm-hmm.
Then you start to realize that you're a star player.
Yeah.
Then at some point in time, your actions start to change.
Mm-hmm.
So now you have to deal with that star player differently. The coach can't scream at LeBron. LeBron can miss.
He doesn't bring the value that LeBron does.
But listen, but yeah. LeBron can miss All-Star practice. LeBron don't have to go. Like, these are things that you're afforded. Michael Jordan can scream at a referee, right? Tyronn Lue couldn't.
Yeah.
So the problem with that is that it's extremely difficult to deal with personalities like that.
That's true, yeah.
You don't realize that until you have to deal with the personality.
Yeah.
Most people, you can't have sympathy for somebody until you're in their shoes.
Yeah.
If you're not a coach, if you're not running a record label, if you're not the CEO of a company that has to deal with the nonsense, mm-hmm. it's difficult to understand it.
It was very difficult for Krause, too. And then when he broke that team up, what has Jerry Krause done?
No, but I'm just saying.
Rest in peace.
It's
he got rest of soul.
And it's not
I'm from the Midwest.
But it's not to say that it's not to say that star players aren't needed. Because of course they're beneficial. Yeah. But at some point in time, the headache becomes more than the talent. The headache becomes more than the talent.
Can I give you an example where the inverse happened?
Yes.
Tom Brady and Belichick. But this is me, Ian Dunlap, Red Panda Rebellion. Belichick was overrated as a coach.
But coach.
At what point?
We saw when Thomas left.
Oh, the fact that he hasn't won since Thomas left.
And has had no impact. If we want to talk about cultural impact, boy.
But here's the thing. Coaches, most of the time, outlive players. Mm-hmm. But owners outlive all of them.
Absolutely. That's a great bar. Said it again.
Coaches outlive players. Owners outlive everybody. Yes. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. Patriots have never been the same since Tom Brady left. Here's also the thing. Nobody is bigger than the system. The Patriots still make billions of dollars every single year. So who lost?
Robert Kraft is always, that's the purpose of being an owner. Equity over everything.
So who lost?
Equity, yeah.
So who lost?
Belichick.
But that's, no, he really didn't.
He's still coaching.
He's going to be out of there soon.
He's still coaching.
That's what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying?
That's why I think
he's going to be out of there soon.
And that's the thing. Nobody's bigger than the program.
That's why I said to run it back to the Kanye thing. Like he has, he's in a position where he can have the leverage, right? Yeah. So now if he even wanted to create something or have equity, it's like, yo, I don't want to do this deal. I'm going to watch y'all keep bleeding. Because there is no say. Like, how do I know when you sell $500 million? You going to stop saying it?
Then I can open the book.
You're going to stop sales and say, like, well, we've reached our mark, and thank you for the partnership and go on with your way. There is no way to know.
Yeah.
Right? They're probably holding it like, yo, we're going to sell. They're probably projecting, like, we're going to do $2 billion in sales.
Easily. And you can't go back to Nike.
It's not like we're going to be like, yo, hey, we're going to open the books and show you.
Yeah.
We're just going to agree to these terms, and then we'll figure this thing out. There is no way. But he has leverage now if he says, yo, I don't want to agree to this.
You know why he doesn't have leverage?
In this scenario? Okay.
Because he doesn't have money.
That's what I said.
Can't go to war unless your money's right.
That's
what
absolutely.
I said.
Absolutely.
That's what
absolutely.
I said. Pac said that.
I said if he needs it from a monetary standpoint. Right? Now, he may say, like, I'm comfortable living in my backpack with $40 million. Right? He might be comfortable doing that. Or he might say, like, yo, my ego knows that I'm worth $10 billion.
Yeah,
and if it ordered me to get back there, I got to get this capital to build what I really want, and that might be something he could do too, right? But it's just about where you're at with it, because he might be like, remember for like 2 months, he was just I'm living out of my book bag, and you randomly see him at the Edition Hotel in L.A. and he's in the lobby. And
then, but I think he knew the downfall was coming in.
He felt it.
Yeah.
But is he comfortable in this space now? I don't know.
That's a hard fall. No, we're gonna be real. No,
I don't know. Yeah, he's a different type of dude. I don't know. Yeah.
Good lesson. If you have something good, don't ruin it. Whether that's the executive, star player, coach.
Or read your paperwork.
True, because we don't know what the percentage of the say of $500 million. He's not gonna get $100 million out of this deal.
No, he's not. And once again, nobody's bigger than the program.
Never.
Understand. When you understand that, you'll go far in life.
Yeah.
When you don't understand that, you'll have trouble.
If that's true, Adidas wouldn't have went back to reconcile what they did wrong to get him. They would have been able to run the program without him.
That's short term, right? Long term, Adidas is going to exist 20 years prior after this. Well, we'll see, right? But the thing is, it's the same game plan, right? Nike knows at some point Jordan is going to stop playing basketball. So what they do, they create Team Jordan.
Yeah.
Right, that wasn't successful. Nobody even thinks about that when Eddie Jones and Ray Allen were doing Jumpman. Nobody wears Jumpman.
Yeah,
they needed to bring back the retros of the guy who made the money. But while they're doing that, they're looking for the next talent. Oh, there's this guy from LA. Oh, we got to get him. Oh, this is this kid from Akron.
Yeah,
we definitely have to get him.
And they also Nike also used Kanye and Don C and their cultural influence for no equity to make the retros pop.
This is also true.
I remember when Don C was the first one.
Don C and Kanye
killing retros.
They put those retros back. That's a fact.
Negotiate from the very beginning so you don't get screwed over. Because there's no loyalty in business. Only what the paperwork says.
There you have it.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop.
Bag drop.
A mic drop. Bag drop.
Bag drop.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.